Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I know you're going to really enjoy the broadcast today as we join God's servant, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a beautiful message entitled, The Bible Doctrine of Peace. What is peace according to Bible terminology? What is shalom? Oh, it's a beautiful message that I know will speak directly to your heart, will lift you up in spirit, will comfort you. So let's join Brother Hardy, God's servant now, for this beautiful message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace.
I feel like David this morning when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes. How many can say amen? All right, I want to preach on the subject this morning, peace. Something that's fleeting in this world. The doctrine of peace. If you have your Bible, you want to read, I'm just going to read one verse in Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What the kingdom of God is not, it's not meat and drink. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What Paul's talking about here, if you read the verses up ahead in the 14th and even in the 13th chapter of Romans, he's showing that the kingdom we're not in is like not like the Old Testament kingdom. Mainly in feasts and holy days and convocations and in the letter. But our kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. And instead of having just cardinal ordinances and feast days that the old Jewish covenant had, we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the condition of God's kingdom. When he saved us, he reached down into the devil's kingdom where we were, and we're slaves, picked us up, translated us out of that kingdom, and then put us in the kingdom of his dear son. And the atmosphere and the condition of that kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's the attitudes and the condition that you and I, as a child of God, should be living in. We shouldn't be afraid of anybody. We shouldn't be full of fear and apprehensions, because the only people in the kingdom of God that we're in is righteous people. And I don't have to worry about them sneaking up on me and robbing me or murdering me, because they're only righteous ones. Like David said in the 23rd Psalm, only goodness and mercy follows me. And we're supposed to be living in this kingdom where there's only righteous ones, nothing to fear. Therefore, we ought to have the attitude of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And nothing on the outside can take this righteousness that we have, this peace that God has given us, or the joy of the Holy Ghost. No outside circumstances. I believe before I go any further, I need to give to you the definition of peace. Now, the English word peace doesn't quite translate and give us the meaning of the Greek word irene, and we get our English word for the name Irene out of that, or the Hebrew word shalom. And we look at peace as a negative meaning. The English word peace gives us a negative understanding, and it means no hostilities, the absence of war. But that's not the biblical meaning of the word peace, irene or shalom. See, you can have absence of war and still not have peace. You take it in China, they're not having a war, but those people do not have Bible peace. They're oppressed. I said they're beat down. They're oppressed. That's not the meaning of the Bible word peace. The Bible word peace means perfect well-being in body, in soul, in spirit, perfect well-being, in body, free of sickness and disease, to have healing and health. In my soul, freedom from inner conflict. You know, some people are at war with themselves and tearing themselves to pieces. You know, they're trying to serve God on one hand and the self and the world on the other hand, and they're torn to pieces. They're always in an inner conflict. But when you have God's shalom, when you have God's peace, you don't have any inner conflict. You've got tranquility. All's at rest. In fact, like that songwriter sang, it is well with my soul. See, well-being. You're going to be well in your body. You're going to be well in your soul. And then you're going to be well in your spirit. Your spirit mind. You're not going to be tormented. See, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When you've got God's shalom, you're not troubled. You're not afraid. You're not fearful. You're in harmony. How many say amen? And then peace also means perfect relationships. Perfect relationship with other men. In harmony with mankind. And also that you're working for their total well-being. It also means perfect relationship with yourself. Like I said, you're not in war with yourself. And the third thing, perfect relationship with God. Nothing between. Paul said, therefore being justified by faith, we have what? We have peace with God. No condemnation. No discord. Perfect fellowship with Almighty God. And knowing that God is working for our perfect well-being. He's working to bring about healing and health in our body. Healing and health in our soul. Healing and health in our mind. Healing and health in our pocketbook. You know, synonyms of peace are good. Would be tov in the Hebrew. And another synonym for good is Yeshua in the Hebrew, which means salvation. See, when you got God's peace, everything's good. And remember the definition of good. There's none good but who? Hallelujah. When you got God's shalom, when you got God's peace, you're in a condition like God. God's not afraid of anything. God's not shook up about anything. God's not afraid of anyone. He's in perfect harmony with himself. And everything is in perfect well-being. And that's what God is giving to us. You see, when Jesus went away, after Paul said in the 2 Corinthians of the, and the 8th chapter, after he gave all of his goods, Paul said, don't you see the grace of God, brethren? That though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. See, that's perfect peace. That's perfect well-being. And when Jesus gave everything away and then came and put on the robe of flesh, and walk where we have to walk and experience the things that we have to experience to qualify to be our high priest. Then when he was getting ready to go back to the Father by the way of the cross to finish his earthly ministry of being the perfect lamb and sacrifice to take away our sins and the thing that kept us from not having peace with God and peace with herself and peace with mankind. He said, I don't have nothing else to leave you. I've already became poor that you might become rich. He said, but I have one thing to leave you. And he said unto them, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Another definition of peace is the active presence for your good of God. God's active presence to work for your good. And Jesus said, I am going to be actively present with you, working for your good. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you bereaved of a parent like an orphan. I'm not going to leave you orphanless. That's what the Greek word we translated here, comfort. I'll not leave you comfortless. I know the other times in John's gospel when he talks about the word comforter, it's paracletus, and it means the name for the Holy Ghost to come be our helper. But in this verse when he says, I'll not leave you comfortless, he's saying, I'm not going to leave you by yourself alone. And the Greek word is orphanos. And we get our English word orphan. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. What is an orphan? An orphan is someone that has lost the supplier of his need. I said an orphan is someone that has lost the supplier of his need. Who supplies the needs of the little children? Their moms and their dads. Amen? And an orphan is someone that's been deprived of their father and their mother, and they have no one to supply their needs, and they might wind up in an orphanage or in a foster home of someone that don't love them and in fact will mistreat them. But Jesus said, church, and when he was speaking, he wasn't only speaking to that first century church, he's speaking to you and I.
Amen. What a truly uplifting message by my father, Brother Hardy, the Bible doctrine of peace. Actually, the Hebrew term for peace is shalom, and it's much stronger and inclusive than our English peace. It refers not only to the absence of conflicts and trouble, but to wholeness and well-being for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. God intends for his children to live by this principle and promise of shalom. And Satan will seek to steal our peace. But we have been instructed, we have been commanded to let the peace of God reign and rule in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We are let the peace of God to guard our hearts. And this is a term that refers to a referee or umpire who calls the shots. So when the enemy comes against us, we're to let the peace of God reign and rule and usurp authority over the oppression of Satan. God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace, and we are to serve the Lord of peace and the Prince of Peace. This message is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. And when you order the message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Grace Sufficient. It's so good to know that regardless of what you're facing in your Christian trials, because we all have trials and temptations come to each and every one of us, but regardless of what our circumstances are, God's grace is sufficient for us. And that's why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request The Bible Doctrine of Peace and Grace Sufficient. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.